Welcome, everyone, to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment, our sponsor. Welcome, Erin, and what were you talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jan. Thank you for having me. And today we'll be talking about a very important topic, and that is travel vaccinations.
Absolutely.
And how important they are. Now, I do need to mention that today's topic will be giving very general information.
Of course, yeah.
And obviously, I am a travel expert. I'm not a medical expert, especially in travel vaccinations. However, for all your travel-related medical questions, I do strongly suggest that you speak to your regular doctor.
Very interesting and also important topic for us today, Erin. And can you tell me and our listeners about some of the common vaccinations that we need for overseas?
Yeah, of course, Jan. So the Australian government actually says on the Smart Traveller website that if you travel outside of Australia, you may get sick from a number of different diseases that are preventable by vaccination.
Okay.
And that different vaccines are needed for certain countries. However, there's no standard immunisation schedule that will suit all travellers. The recommended vaccines for travelling can depend on a number of factors that include your age, pregnancy or planning pregnancy, underlying medical conditions, vaccination history, location and season of travel. So in saying that, there are some common vaccinations that we as Australian travellers may need when travelling overseas, and they include things like malaria, hepatitis A and B, diphtheria, yellow fever, tetanus, typhoid fever, and cholera.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, just a few.
I never realised there were so many vaccinations required for travelling to different countries.
Yeah.
I didn't get any when I travelled to the US and Fiji. What vaccinations are some vaccinations you have to have during your travels over the years?
Well, yeah, during my own travels, I'm really quite diligent when it comes to vaccinations when travelling, because, I do travel quite frequently.
Yes, you do.
So I always make sure that I'm up to date with everything when I see my local doctor. And, you know, for my own regular travels to and around Southeast Asia, South Africa and the Pacific Island countries, I always make sure that I'm up to date with things like malaria, typhoid, hepatitis A and B. And because most of these countries that I do frequent, they're quite hot and wet and mosquitoes are always present and they actually pose a risk of things like dengue fever. And that's why malaria vaccinations are paramount. But, yeah, if you do happen to be spending more time in rural areas when you do travel overseas, or if you're working with animals, there might be some other vaccinations that you might require, such as rabies. But, yeah, once again, I can't stress enough, for all travel-related medical questions, I do strongly suggest that you speak to your regular doctor.
Yes, I see. Okay. Well, seeing as though we're talking about medicine and vaccinations today, well, let's enjoy a classic by Julie Andrews about having to take medicine. And we all do, don't we?
We do.
Okay, let's go.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down. down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Bees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find their task is not a
Well, that stopped suddenly, didn't it? Okay, welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford-Signet. And today we're talking about vaccinations for different countries. And Erin, I was wondering, are there any countries that will not allow you to enter without vaccinations?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Jan. And there are a list of countries that will not allow any travellers to enter unless they have proof of a yellow fever vaccination.
Okay.
Just a handful of these countries are places like Angola, Burundi, the Central African Republic, Congo, Brazil, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, just to name a few.
You can understand that, can't you?
Yeah. They just need proof that you are covered.
Yeah.
You know, and the important thing to remember is really to always be honest when you complete your mandatory country entry form or card when you're traveling.
Yes, very
so
important.
When you arrive into a country, it'll either be electronic or an actual card that you have to complete. And, you know, this information is used by the government of every country to know if any travellers are ill or not feeling well or have recently travelled to a country where there's been a disease outbreak.
Yep.
You know, and always remember that if you have any questions when you are completing these forms while travelling, ask a member of the airline or the airport staff or customs or immigration, because they're all there to help you. You know, so just ask the questions if
you've
got
to ask the question, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Sure. And what last piece of advice would you like to leave us today with, Erin?
Yeah, Jen, as I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, once again, that all the information that we did talk about today, it's very general information, and I'm not an expert in vaccinations.
I think people understand that.
Yeah. But if there are any listeners out there that have any travel-related medical questions, I do strongly suggest that you speak to your doctor.
Yep.
Or as a little piece of information that not many people may know, is that Shoal Bay Medical Centre has its very own travel doctor. And it's the only one in the Bay, so that's a really, great piece of advice.
Well, it's local and it's good,
exactly.
Yeah.
And they are a travel expert in travel medical subjects. But there's also some really great websites available, such as the Australian government site Smart Traveller, or even another one called Travel Vax.
Okay.
And they will provide some, you know, general information about different vaccinations that might be required.
Okay.
Yeah, and in all honesty, travel vaccinations and getting the right ones for you for where you're going, they're just as important as getting the right travel insurance for you.
Absolutely, because you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
And you've got to be
protected. You can't foresee the future. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, great advice there, Erin, and such a great topic today, and thank you for that. I'm sure many of our listeners appreciate the information. I mean, I do. You do provide today.
Yep.
And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427, our sponsor, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au. Or you can Google Erin Bickford. There you go.
You can.
Google.
Yeah.
Get up and Google. Okay. So what can we look forward to in our next travel segment? Now we've covered the naughty part.
The important. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, in saying that, our next Talking Travel with Your Personal Travel segment will be on one of my all-time favourite destinations in the world, and that is Siem Reap, Cambodia.
Wow.
And that segment will be on Wednesday, the 20th of February, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Absolutely. Look forward to that one, Erin.
Yeah,
and all these things, if anyone's got any questions, they can always ring up and leave them for you.
Yep.
And we can answer the questions as well.
Exactly.
Okay, now we'll get on with some information, and we'll say bye-bye to Erin, and we'll see her in a fortnight's time.
Yep,
there
thank
we
you.
Go.